You're listening to Mind Over Markets, a podcast on trading psychology to help you build a bulletproof mindset. Here's your hosts, George Papazov and Mark Borscht.
Hello, trade pros, and welcome to season number two of the Mind Over Markets podcast with your hosts, myself, Mark Borscht, and
George Papazov from Trade Pro Academy, season two. What does that mean, Mark?
What does that mean? Ladies and gentlemen, you guys are in for a treat because in this new season, what we're going to be focusing on is more of a discussion-based episodes, more discussion-based shows where we're going to be trying something new and really speaking on topics that relate more so to our day-to-day trading and how they really affect us as traders. And in doing so, you guys are going to get a lot of the lessons from the original foundation that we set up in season one. Now, in this episode in particular, we're going to be focusing on the topic of not confusing bulls with brains. And we're excited to bring this new format to you guys. So let's get started.
And I think one thing to mention too, Marky, is how long season two goes on depends on you guys. You should, if you let us know if you are enjoying the new format, the new more conversational approach. There'll be shorter episodes. You know, I think we've covered a lot of psychology in season one and, you know, a lot of topics. And so if you want more of that, you could easily re-listen or catch up on those episodes. But season two will be focused on, you know, obviously still psychology because trading is psychology, but more so discussional and conversational based topics that you could learn a ton from. So hopefully you enjoy this. Let's kick it off.
Exactly. But first.
And, you know, importantly, new traders often get overconfident when they find a strategy that works. This leads to some early success, and you start planning how you're going to spend your millions. Cottages, Lambos, Ferraris, match them to your shoes. Why the heck not when the money's rolling in? Then, inevitably, the market conditions change, and the strategy stops working. The losses burn out all your hard-earned gains in just a few days, along with your confidence. The problem is that you can't even become a trader. You can't ever become a trader with just one strategy. You need to know how to trade properly in all market conditions. You could achieve this by having a complete education package and a community of experienced traders to guide you through these important market transitions. We have you covered. Visit us at www.tradeproacademy.com and get started to becoming a trader for the long term. And now, back to the show.
You know, I'm going to say, feel a little bit naked here without lists and points and all that stuff. But I think that's what's going to bring the, going to bring you guys the value because, you know, if you want all that, the foundational stuff, that's all in season one. Here, we're going to be going by the wing off our cuffs. All right. So let's go ahead and get started. Why did we kind of choose this topic, to start the new season? The real reason here is because, you know, the current date is it's April 2021, right? And so March was a bit of an interesting time in the markets. And we've been seeing really since this, the transition of administrations from the Trump era now into the Biden era, you know, markets aren't as easy to trade. And we've been seeing it in March, you know, not as much in the futures market, but more so in the options and stock, in the options and stock markets, where a lot of traders were getting a lot of success doing breakout trades, you know, and people were doing these breakout trades. It almost seemed too easy. In fact, I remember sitting with Vicky a couple of weeks before I think the second lockdown went in place, and he kind of transitioned over from a more futures kind of direction to options. And he was showing me the strategy, and I was actually like bewildered. I was like, it's actually this easy? Like you're just buying breakouts and, you know, you're not getting faked out or anything like that. And he's like, literally, man, it's, you just go with the flow and it's just working out. And so I think what that kind of a market environment does to people is it gives them a false sense of confidence, right? And that's really what we're trying to get at with today's episode is that, you know, in bull markets, you don't have to be as, you know, you don't have to be as tight with your trades. You don't have to be as on point. You don't have to be as focused. You can be a bit sloppier and get away with things. But when the market transitions, as it did in, you know, latter February to beginning and really throughout the entirety of March, it becomes very difficult. In fact, this is what we've seen in our own community. You know, the breakout traders that were finding a lot of success were struggling throughout March. And when it comes to actual strategies that work, you know, it's important to have a big arsenal. You know, you don't want to be a one-trick pony. And if you're doing breakouts, you know, that might have worked during the Trump era. But now with the Biden administration in place and kind of everything that's going around, you know, with COVID, with these massive stimulus packages, with bond yields being where they're at, you know, a lot of, what's the right word? Not stability, but a lot of kind of confusion and haze, if you will, in the environment. And so what we're seeing as a result of that is lack of follow through. All right, lack of follow through. And as breakout traders, you need follow through in order to get paid, right? In order to get paid on those positions. So what was interesting to note over the last couple of years, really during the Trump era, you know, I imagine there's going to be a lot of traders that started to trade in that Trump era, and they're just used to those, you know, to the easy, I say easy money. It's not easy. You still have to pull the trigger. But relatively speaking, you know, if you're buying breakouts and it's working out, it's pretty simple strategy, right? So nowadays, things are getting a little bit more tough. Things are not as simple, and you really have to develop your skills. You really have to adapt to these conditions if you plan on surviving. And I think this is a timely message to the audience out there, because if you have been somebody that, you know, learned about trading and got your footing in trading throughout the last several years, you know, going forward now with the Biden administration, things are going to be a little bit different, and it's going to be important to adapt in order to survive.
Yeah, Marky. And, you know, I want to put some context into what's going on, right, Mark? Because March is an important month in 2021. And now that it's over, you know, this is officially probably the first anniversary of a lot of traders in the market. Like retail volumes exploded, right? So it's like happy 1 year old anniversary, right? But in one context, congratulations, you've traded for 1 year. In another context, congratulations, but you're still only 1 year old in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
And, you know, so if I want to give you some context, like, look, if you started trading after the corona pandemic and you started buying things up, there hasn't been a sustained downside market type of price structure that you've ever experienced. And so clearly having one strategy that works is great, but you're missing the picture, because markets could actually do three things. And people are baffled when they find this out. Markets could go up. Markets could go down. Those are simple. And markets could go sideways. And in the last year, no one's ever believed that markets could go down, right?
Yeah.
And everyone's like, you know, it works. You buy it. At least, you know, look, for momentum traders, at least kudos to them for trading it on the side of the trend. You know, that's one great thing. But just like, you know, if you haven't seen the other two market conditions, how could you with confidence make this a career if you could only trade the upside? Inevitably, markets always do turn. Let me give you some historical context here, Marky, if I may. From March, okay, from the lows of March of 2020, that was the pandemic lows where S&P traded below 2,200, believe it or not, all right? The market's gone up 86%, all right? That's 86% in 1 year. The average returns in the stock market are about 8 to 10% if you look at it historically. So this is an 8 times greater bull market than we're used to seeing. Now, let me put this in context to you even more, because some traders have traded for a bit longer. From 2009, Mark, until now, all right, up to the high, it's a 500% return in the last 10 years, all right? So the danger about don't confuse bulls for brains is that whether you day traded, whether you just bought positions and held on to them, whether you traded meme stocks, it all worked, because the market went in one direction, all right? And it went there not just one direction, but it went there with speed, all right? You could buy the dip yesterday and next morning be up 30% on your positions. It doesn't always move like that. So in terms of historical context, I wanted to give you the blind side of your blind spot of what you're actually doing. So here's some history of market crashes, okay? I'm going to give you just the top three. So because you probably didn't realize this, and I'm sure if your first anniversary of trading, this is going to blow your mind. 1929, Marky, October 29th, 16-day change. So these are going to be the market crashes, only a 16-day period of the each market crash that I list out. 1929, October 29th, that 16-day stretch, minus 33%. Mm. Right? And so, you know, you look at guys, I'm not mentioning anyone who tweets and says stocks only go up. Not in that period. And what ends up happening with new traders is because they gain more confidence, they end up adding more position size. All right, they keep trading bigger and bigger. And when you get a small pullback, it wipes out all of your losses that you worked on for months, potentially even a year. All right, that's devastating to your career. And the reality is that should have never happened. You should never be increasing your risk that much just because something's working. You should, in fact, take the opposite approach. Hey, this is working. Let me take some money off the table. Let me reduce the risk that I take with every trade that wins because I'm going to run into one that doesn't. All right, Black Monday, October 19th, 1987, down 31% in 16 days. End of the gold standard, October 5th, 1931, down 26%. All right, now let's look at something more recent. Lehman Brothers crisis, when the bank announced on November 20th that it was going out of business. Too big to fail? I don't think so. Gone. All right, November 20th, 2008, down 25% in 16 days. And so I want you to know that, you know, while it's worked, you can't ignore these. I'm not saying it's going to crash, but I am saying it can at any moment. And the moment the markets crash is the moment where nobody believes they will. All right? Markets don't crash from lows. They crash from highs. But that's the blind spot you're missing. I just wanted to add that in. I think, Marky, not using notes for the show unleashes me to an nth degree, but it isn't always good. So hopefully that added value.
Oh, that added a lot of value. And really, I like what you said there because, you know, in my experience, it's been the case, you know, I've had it a couple of times where earlier on where I started, you know, I never really got in at a wild bull trend. You know, when I got into it around 2012, 2013, I was doing, you know, the wheat stocks. But if you look at like the overall indexes, I think I remember 2015, 2016 being a, at least 2015 before Trump got elected, being a relatively muted year. I remember it being sideways. And so having started in that, I was used to breakouts not working out. And stuff like that. So I think just the timing of when I got into the industry as it relates to like the overall indices, I already came in with the experience that breakouts don't really work, at least the period that I was doing it. So my strategy was never breakouts. And even to this day, I guess because of that experience, I still find breakouts not difficult to trade, but I have difficulty placing those kinds of trades because of my prior experiences, having seen, you know, the majority of them fail. And so when I was working on my strategy initially, it was never a breakout strategy. It was always a pullback strategy because I was always in the situation where looking at these breakouts and it fails, it rolls over, right? And so for me personally, I came in at a time when the markets were sideways. So I had a little bit of a different experience than most. But I still think it's completely relevant in these days because what you said holds a lot of relevance. Really, it's you can have a great period. You know, 2020, you could have had a great period of profits. Even 2021, great period of profits. But if you're used to either buying breakouts or buying the dip, and that's been working for you all the time, understand, just like Georgie said, it can take. It doesn't have to be a couple of weeks. It can take a couple of days. It could take 2 to 3 bad days where you're just averaging down and the market continues to roll over for you to wipe out all of the gains you made on the upside. And so, you know, we're not screaming for the rooftops here that there's a crash coming or anything like that. But, you know, the bull market gets to a phase, and it really should be no secret that markets are cyclical in nature, right? We go through ebbs and flows. Market goes through bull markets. It goes through bear markets. You know, oftentimes the bear markets are a lot shorter in duration than the bull markets, but nonetheless, they are usually a lot sharper than the bull markets, all right? Meaning that they happen faster and with a lot more velocity, a lot more volatility, right? And so, just understand that once the easy money is almost gone, you know, if you're looking around on social media, if you're looking around anywhere, You know, it's really been the case over COVID that people have been making, you know, a lot of money, more than they were doing at their jobs. And they decided, you know what, once COVID's over, I'm going to make a full-time career out of day trading. The danger here is that you've only experienced one condition, and that's when everything was going up. That's where you could buy breakouts. You didn't have to be, you know, you don't have to really, you had to follow rules, but you didn't have to be strict with it. Like I said, you could have been sloppy in these days and you could have still made money because, you know, everybody was buying. But when it gets to a market like what we've seen so far in March, you know, granted, yes, we are on new all-time highs. The S&P E-mini contracts, they traded over 4,000. Woo, woo, the party lives on. All right. But if you look at February and March, it wasn't that easy. All right. This was more of a trader's market. And you could see, you know, towards the tail end of bull markets is when all that euphoria comes in. And, you know, there's a great quote from Humphrey B. Hull. All right. And this is the actual quote that is the topic of today's episode, is don't confuse brains with a bull market. All right. And it kind of comes from Humphrey Neal, who he founded the Contrary Opinion Forum in 1963. And this is a quote that I kind of want you guys to take away with. When the profits pile up in the latter stages of a bull market, it's easy to think your superb analytical skills are responsible, but the experienced investor knows the danger of hubris. He knows, well, let's say this, he or she knows that he or she knows to give the bull market most of the credit, and he or she remembers that when the bull turns to bear and 95% of stocks turn down, cash will be more valuable than all of their brain power. All right.
Man, and I so, love that.
Right. And so just to kind of reiterate that in layman's terms, right, people get overconfident when everything seems to work. All right. But the experienced traders, we've seen these cycles before. And that's why, you know, there's another analogy in, you know, this trading industry. There's old traders, there's bull traders, but there are no old bull traders. And you might have heard this several times throughout, you know, the series of podcasts, shows and episodes, because that is super relevant, right? And the experienced traders, we've been hurt before. You know, I've been hurt previously when the markets went from bull to bear, when it's transitioned. And so I've learned from those experiences. And I guess that's what we're trying to get at today, is that yes, it's been easy, but the markets are getting tougher, and it's time to start adapting yourself, your strategies, and, you know, getting more tools in your arsenal at the end of the day, because in order to adapt, in order to survive through the different transitions in the market, it's important to have a strategy that suits the relevant condition, right? So what's been working is breakouts, buying the dips. All right. But now I do imagine we might go through a period of, you know, where new highs are broken and then we retest back towards lows. And I honestly see it getting a little bit more dicey. And, you know, it's a PSA right now for you guys to get a little bit more strategies and a little bit more confidence in changing up those strategies so that you guys can survive through whatever the market gives. Because, you know, at the end of the day, if it works today, it might not work tomorrow. All right. And if you're doing something today that hasn't been working, you know, you're not going to have any capital left in the account for when the conditions change around and that strategy starts to work. So very, very important to adapt. Very important to what are some of the things you can do, you know, when the markets start to shift, you know, especially for traders that have been doing breakouts. You know, in our room, Vic mentioned, you know, he's been used to seeing 40 to 50% gainers on options. In March, he's been taking 15%. All right. Instead of going for 50%, he's going for 15%. So what are some of the things that you can do as a trader, you know, that might have been trading one simple strategy and conditions are a bit different now? All right. What are some of the simple things you could do? Well, number one, all right, trading less size. Trading less size is huge, right? Because if things aren't working or you're trying to adapt, you don't want to be going in on full size. So trading less size will keep you alive in the event that maybe the trades don't work out. Maybe you run into a losing streak. It's going to keep you alive. The other thing that you want to do when the market kind of transitions like this is to take profits quicker. You know, the example I just gave of Vic, you know, usually going for 40 to 50% gainers on the initial take profit, and now he's taking him in at 15%. It's not about having expectations and living and dying by, I need to make 40, 50%. Sometimes the market's not in the condition to give you 40, 50%, and you got to be happy with 15. If you're not happy with 15, you're going to be holding for the 40. It's not going to go all the way up. It's going to roll over, and then you can get in trouble. So the two main things traders can do as the market looks to transition, number one, reduce that size, and number two is to look to take those profits a little bit quicker.
That's great insight, Marky. And, you know, I remember Victorio mentioned that the other day. I was like, you know, there's a guy that gets it, right? Like, he's been trading for a while. Like, we all have a Trade Pro Academy. We've seen multiple cycles. And, you know, taking profit, like, most people approach the market as, this is how much income I need, yeah, right? And if this is how much income you need, then you need to work an hourly job because you can calculate how much you need. The market isn't about giving you what you need. The market is about presenting an opportunity. Every day it's different. Some days there's high opportunity, some days low opportunity, some days there's no opportunity in these markets. And if you're needing to extract a certain amount on a daily basis, right, you're going to be getting hosed on the days where there's no opportunity and you're trying to pull what you need out of it, because that's not going to happen. All right, that comes with higher risk. Eventually, probabilities are going to catch up. In the long run, what you need is you're going to need a loss. That's what you're going to end up taking. So this whole idea of needing things is, you got to let that go. You know, if you need stuff, it probably sounds like what you need is some more psychology work. Maybe you need some more capital. Maybe you need some more savings. Maybe you need to work a little bit longer to build up your pool, right? So, and I'll tell you this, professional traders that I know in my circle are having a hard time. And this to me is a big indicator. When people who've been doing this 20 plus years are finding this market a little more challenging, and retail traders are beating all of them in terms of like percentage returns, you know, probably not capital because it's been around a long time, but as a percentage return, retail's beating them. You know, everything feels easy. We're getting comments on our YouTube channel of people saying like, you know, oh, wow, this comment didn't age well. It's like, okay, you know, happy first year birthday. I'm really happy for you. Yeah. You're one. And so here's the thing. You know, who would you bet on? There's two horses. One horse that's winning lately on like a 4-race winning streak. All right, this year it's done really well. And one that's been in it for 20 years and just, you know, just annihilating stuff. In F1, who would you bet on in any race? Lewis Hamilton, right? Even if he finished like 10th place or didn't finish last race, who would you bet on this race? Lewis Hamilton or, I don't know, Daniel Kvyat or whatever the guy's name is. Anyone, any other F1 driver, who would you bet on?
I would bet on Verstappen in a Mercedes.
Oh, that would be a great thing to see. You know, and it's the machine. You know, you mentioned it, Marky. You know, the margin of difference between these drivers is very small. They're all incredible. It's the machine that they're under. And the longer time you've had to research and develop, the better machine you could bring to the track. And so, you know, this is the thing. Traders have been winning for 20 plus years are the ones that are going to start to make the money again. It's just, this is a temporary period of imbalance where it's an easier market. And, you know, everyone loves an underdog story to see like the new person win. And, you know, it's become a movement. And when it became a movement of the retail trader trying to screw the big guy kind of thing, that's when it became emotional. And I think that's where we lost our bearing. And remember, this isn't a movie. This is your money. All right. It doesn't have to be exciting. In fact, if you listen to our last podcast, trading is not sexy. It's not exciting. And, you know, to me, that's important. When I'm seeing guys that I know in this industry have done it forever, yes, there's a chance that the industry's changed forever. And this easy money will keep coming and all of those traders are going to need to adapt. But I'm going to say the probability is higher that the newer traders are going to have to learn how to trade like the guys who've been doing it for 20 years do. And that's how it's going to revert back to the mean. Because look, if the markets keep going the way they have, you know, you're going to make $10 million a day eventually with your strategy because you keep leveraging up. All right, you see the hedge fund that blew up. That's what they were doing. That's a whole other topic we talk about, but you know, you're going to keep scaling up. One day you're going to make enormous amount of money, and everyone did that. A loaf of bread would cost you the amount of money you made. That's how inflation works, yep. Right? So look, at the end of the day, you know, it's great for the traders who are doing well recently. I'm super proud and happy of them, but my message is take some money. And so Marky gave you 2 points I think are great. I want to give you two really quick ones as well on what you could do to be more prepared for a change in market conditions. Do some research. you know, the great thing about markets today is you have access to so much information that institutional traders only had in the past, right? Go out there and look at some charts. How have great times ended before? Go look at 2000, 1999. Go look at 2006, 7. The years leading up to these big collapses, you know, what did it look like? How did things end? A great book I could recommend to you, you know, not that I agree with all these opinions or this one person, but I think this book is great, is Ray Dalio. All right. Mm-hmm. And he mentions different markets and how they crashed, inflation cycles, deflation cycles, you know, like just a lot of historical context. And the book is called, what is it called? Big Debt Crisis.
Yeah. I was going to say big book of, I don't remember exactly well, but big
debt crises, I think. And one of them is like theory, and the other one is just case studies of all these different market cycles. You are in one cycle of one market in your lifetime. You know, you're a speck of dust in the grand scheme of how these things work. And so I think that's always humbling. And that's how I look at myself. Even, you know, 20 years in this game, I still don't pretend that I know. You know, and there's guys on YouTube telling me, like, you know, I mentioned one time, you don't know where the market's going to go. He's like, I disagree. With the right tools, you could know with certainty where it's going to go. Good luck.
Oh boy.
You're going to learn a lesson, and I hope it doesn't cost you a lot. As I love everybody, I hope to succeed. And, you know, look, this got a little bit dark, but this is what I do tell you to get prepared. Research on how great times usually end. All right, join a community of people who have done this for a long time and be a sponge. If a new company has been founded in 2020, you know, there's a chance that they're great and great traders that got into the business recently. But there's a chance that they're just started learning to trade recently themselves. You know, separate that out and be like, look, where do I want to learn from? Find a community that works for you and be a sponge. And start thinking, the last tip I have for you, start thinking about some hedging points in your portfolio, right? Like when you're driving down the highway, it's not like you're constantly looking at your blind spot. You only look at the blind spot when you got to merge lanes or switch lanes, right? So we're just coasting down the highway right now. S&P's at 4,000. Everything's going. You know, we can hit 4,400. We can hit 5K. Keep driving down this lane, but just understand that every once in a while, you should check your blind spot. And the way to do that is to ask yourself, okay, what conditions would get me out of this market? Would a failed recovery in the economy from COVID? Would an increasing third wave of cases? Would a Biden package with so much stimulus and a tax hike be the reason that the markets start to turn conditions? Start to do modeling and theories of what it's going to change, because now you're putting focus and awareness on the market conditions as they change. The reality is, by the time they change, the reason people lose so much money is because they never researched that. And when it comes down to selling and everyone's panic selling, you're trying to figure out why it's dropping. But if you're keeping an eye on your blind spot, you're going to be able to, you know ahead of time when the conditions are turning. So do research on the not so sexy stuff in a massive bull bubble. Start researching how bull bubbles end. All right. That's what's going to be important to you. And then start picking points, being like, if it drops below this level, I'm going to hedge. I'll sell some of my long position. I'll buy some put protection. Be prepared. When things are going the best, that's when you got to be prepared for that rainy day, because it's coming. You don't want to buy an umbrella when it's raining. It's going to cost you 10 times more. You want to have one in your backpack because you know the forecast said there's a chance it's going to rain tomorrow. That's how you want to trade as well.
Exactly. Wow. How do I follow that up?
Just drop the outro.
How do I follow that up? No, that was great, honestly. And, you know, I like what you put in here, you know, with regards to how you start really influences your career, right? Mm-hmm. Because how you start really does influence your career. Like Georgie said, like I just mentioned, you know, even when I started, the market conditions at that time influenced the way I trade, right? I started trading at a time, you know, I caught the late end of the marijuana bubble. So I caught it after all the money had been made and it was the downsides coming out. Perfect. That's how I blew my first account, right? And then through 2015, going into 2016, and market until really Trump got elected. I think it was literally the night of the election. That's when the market started to rip. Until that time, from 2015 to like 2016, it was going sideways, right? So when I started it, you know, my expectations were that you got to know what you're doing, because the market, it's not easy money. It doesn't, like, there was no directional follow through when I started, right? So that's kind of the way that my career was started. And, you know, to be honest, I kind of prefer it that way, because I've always been somebody with the personality that if it's too easy for me, for some reason, I just can't seem to pull the trigger. You know, I feel like there has to be at least some form of complexity. You know, that might be to my own detriment, but that's how I now place trades, right? It's made me more of a contrarian, to be quite honest with you. And for me, instead of following the trend, I like to look for things that are supposed to happen that don't, and that's where the opportunity is for me. So it's a great point to note that how you start, the strategies you take, the expectations that you form when you start off, that can really influence the way that your career goes as a trader. And if you've started off, you know, in conditions like we've seen over the last several years here, where it's just been, it was crazy. I was looking at some stats. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I think it was like 2018. Dow hit a consecutive, it was like 12 or 13 days of consecutive all-time highs. And that was the first time that's been done in, I think, the history of the Dow. And something similar for the ES or for the SPX. And so, you know, if you start off at a time where the market's only going up and you haven't felt any of that downside come out, you know, you are especially at risk of overconfidence and over leveraging when the inevitable pullback comes. It doesn't mean it's going to be a crash, but if you're used to buying every single dip, that one dip that doesn't come back, that can be the one that blows you out and ends the career, right? So again, we're not trying to scare you or anything here. We're just trying to get you guys prepared for, you know, a long and prosperous career in this industry. And the only way to do that, number one, screen time. You know, number two, I guess screen time and experience. You've got to see all these things. And number two, really, you know, it's not a plug, not a sales plug or anything like that, but a community with experience, right? You want to find a community that's been through these cycles before, right? What was it? The 01 cycle or 2000, 2001, the tech bubble, right? The 2008 crash, well, 2015, the China devaluation, the yuan devaluation. You need to be in a community with traders that have seen those cycles, that know what those cycles feel like. Because if you're kind of with traders that have been around for only this bull market cycle, they don't know what that feels like. And you're not going to be better prepared for when that condition eventually comes into the markets. Because as rosy as things seem right now, like G said, markets don't crash from the lows, they crash from the highs. And it's when nobody expects the crash to happen, that's where the crash happens, right? So make sure you guys are prepared. Like G said, do some research, join a community, become a sponge, and really set some hedge points in your portfolio, all right? Understand, you know, if your long exposure is there, it could be worth learning about options or learning about futures and how to hedge that downside in case it does come.
Yeah, man. Like, look, Marky, that's beautiful. I mean, we're almost ready for a wrap. I'll just tell you guys this one last thing from where we're at the moment is, if you're driving down the lane of a highway and you're going fast and it's fun, you know, it's great. You're enjoying it. But the second that you go to merge lanes and want to change directions and get off the highway, because you're eventually going to run out of gas. Every car needs more gas, no matter how fast you're going. And, you know, you can't go for long. The faster you're going, the faster you deplete your gas. The slower you drive, the more you could coast. That's just, you know, physics. There's more wind, there's resistance on your car. So the reason I say all this is if you're hitting the gas pedal to the metal and you're driving in one lane and looking only straight and haven't checked your blind spot, the crash is coming. And the faster you're going, the more fatal that crash is going to be. And so the last thing I want to leave it off is this. One of my biggest tips for all traders is to think like an institutional trader. If you're trading 100 contracts on, let's say, options, or one options contract or 100 shares, think like you're doing a million. If I have a million shares, I need one, and if retail trades on average, let's say one share per, you know, just to make math easy, I need 1 million retail traders to get out of my position. Now, if you're long as an institution, what are you thinking right now? This is a great time to offload some of my inventory to lock in some gains. Think about that. Always think about the other side of the picture. What are professionals doing? And if, you know, a lot of traders are surviving on an edge that they couldn't replicate on the 100x scale. So if you couldn't scale your strategy at 100x, you know, it's temporary. That's really the way you got to look at it. And so our whole mission and drive is to get you to look at these markets more like a professional. You know, this could work. I'm not saying that there's going to be a crash. right? I'm really not. Like, this could work for much longer. Back to the analogy of racing down the highway. If you're in the lane, you could still go as fast as you want as long as you have gas and you don't want to change lanes. Once one of those two things happen, you know, you're going to need to adjust. And I think that's coming at some point. You look at this and the cycle that we're in, what is propelling all this upside? Free money, all right? But the thing with free money is that that free money creates a debt. And so in a way, it's good that you're trading and getting this upside because that's a debt that you owe as a citizen of a country. This debt that's being created is your responsibility in the future. And I don't think a lot of people realize that. So, you know, how much gas do we got in the tank? And, you know, party on. Keep driving fast. Keep going straight. Just check the blind spot is all I tell you guys. And, you know, this is what we're good at TradePro. Look, I haven't made as much money as some people that have popped up in the industry in 2020. You know what? And I'm okay with that because I know 10 years from now, I'm going to still be around. I need this as a career. Like, this is all that I know. And so in order to be around in 10 years, I got to drive different than the new kid that just got that Ferrari.
Yeah, 100%. I think that's a perfect place for us to wrap up this first episode of the second season. So that's going to be it for today, guys. I really hope that you guys appreciate, or not appreciate, but I hope you guys enjoy this new format. Do let us know by sending us an email, podcast@tradeproacademy.com, whether you like this new format or not. And also make sure to drop into iTunes, leave us a rating and review. Also, we got some exciting news out for you guys. We do have a free community available to you guys now. So, you know, on the topic of trading with a community with experience, make sure to check out community.tradepro.com. We'll make sure to post that link in the show notes. Join us on a daily basis. We post live analysis, live ideas, and get yourself in the right place. All right. Become a sponge and be prepared for when the inevitable happens. Until next time, guys, good luck and good trading. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Mind Over Market podcast. You can find us at tradeproacademy.com.